Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Housekeeper's Awakening by Sharon Kendrick. Narrated by Jill Tanner. Chapter 1. Carly's fingers stilled as the angry voice echoed through the house like a low rumble of thunder. Carly! She stared at the cornstarch which had lodged itself under her fingernails. Now what? She supposed she could try ignoring him, but what would be the point? When her fractious, brilliant, mercurial boss wanted something, he wanted it 10 minutes ago, preferably sooner. He was driven, committed, and single-minded, even when operating at 50% of his usual capacity. It was just that 50% of Luis Martinez's capacity would be full throttle for most men. She pulled a face. Hadn't he already disrupted the peace enough times over the last few weeks with his incessant orders and his bad temper? She supposed that he'd had a pretty good reason to be more demanding than usual, but even so. She had lost count of the time she'd been forced to bite her tongue when he'd snapped out yet another arrogant command. Maybe that quicksilver mind of his would focus on something else if she pretended she hadn't heard him. Maybe, if she wished hard enough, he might just go away and leave her alone. Preferably forever. Carly! Maybe not. The shout had grown even more impatient now, so she took off her apron and shook her ponytail free. Quickly washing her hands, she set off towards the gym complex at the back of the house, where Luis Enrique Gabriel Martinez was currently undergoing another rehabilitation session with his physiotherapist. Or rather, rehabilitation was what he was supposed to be doing, following the car crash which everyone said he'd been lucky to survive. Lately, Carly had wondered if the daily sessions had slipped over the boundary from the professional to the personal, which might explain why the previously cool physiotherapist had started adding significant amounts of makeup before her visits and spraying herself with a cloud of gingery lemon scent just before she rang the doorbell. But that was par for the course, wasn't it? Louise had something special when it came to women. Something to do with those rugged South American looks and an unquenchable appetite for life, which frequently courted danger. Louise came, saw, and conquered, though not necessarily.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?